To test that idea, he and his colleagues set up an experiment involving loggerhead turtles, a species frequently killed by plastic. They arranged for 15 of the animals, each around 5 months old, to be exposed in random order to 4 odours delivered through a pipe to the air above an experimental arena. The odours were the vapour from deionized water, the smell of turtle-feeding pellets made of shrimp and fish meal, the smell of a clean plastic bottle chopped up into 10 pieces, and the smell of a similarly chopped bottle that had been kept in the ocean for 5 weeks to allow algae and bacteria to grow on it. 2 of the smells proved far more attractive to the animals than the others. When sniffing both the odour of food pellets and that of 5-week-old bottles, turtles kept their nostrils out of the water more than 3 times as long and took twice as many breaths as they did when what was on offer was the smell of fresh bottle plastic or deionized water vapour. On the face of it, then, the turtles were responding to the smell of old bottles as if it were the smell of food. Though they have not yet tested whether dimethyl sulfide is the culprit, Dr. Faller and his colleagues think it is the most likely candidate. In an unpolluted ocean, pretty well anything which had this smell would be edible, or at least harmless. Unfortunately, 5-week-old plastic bottles and their like are not.